Zoomer Radio, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and Minute by Minute, the Doobie Brothers, the Doobies with Michael McDonald in Toronto, Budweiser Stage, June 29th, for a 50th anniversary concert that was supposed to happen in 2020. So it's a 52nd anniversary concert. I'm going to be there, and I'll be the one singing way too loud. You've been warned.
Oh, how unlike you. I say that with all the love in my heart.
Yes, I can feel it, Jane. Yep. This is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. If you didn't know it was an art installation, you'd think it was a mountain of garbage dumped outside Ripley's Aquarium on Bremner. The sculpture is titled Giant Plastic Tap. Its creator is artist and activist Benjamin Vaughn Wong. And Benjamin joins the Morning Zoom. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How you doing?
Hello, Benjamin. Just great. I've seen the picture on blog TO, but for those who haven't been by Ripley's yet, paint us a picture of this three-story tall tap and the symbolism of this massive faucet.
Absolutely. Well, there's about 500 kilos of plastic that were used in order to build this art installation. This is waste that was collected from the community in Montreal that we transported all the way to Toronto. And you know those levitating fountain faucets that you see? Usually there's like water spilling out of the spigot that just kind of levitates in midair. We decided to like kind of copy that symbolism, which is something that was very familiar to people, and then hijack it with plastics to send a very simple message that it's really important for us to turn off the plastic tap. I think when we think about the plastic problem, we often say, oh, we need to recycle more. We need to clean up the oceans. We need to clean up the beaches. But those are really downstream solutions. All that doesn't really matter if we don't first stop the leaking and the creation of all sorts of plastics. And so that's the intention behind it.
Mm-hmm. And I love that you put it outside Ripley's. I mean, very purposeful, right? So why did you do this? Why is this your passion project? And why did you choose Toronto?
I mean, I've been a plastics advocate for almost 5 or 6 years now. There's some pretty horrifying statistics. It's now less than 5% of plastics is recycled globally. Over 9 billion tons of plastic have been created since the beginning of time. By the year 2050, there's supposed to be more plastic than fish in the sea by weight. And so this is all stuff that is just getting worse and worse each and every single year. And I think that being able to, you know, collaborate with Ripley's in a place where they're really showing what we're trying to protect, this beautiful, mysterious world that we know so little about that is getting ravaged by something that is entirely man-made. I mean, every single piece of plastic that's ever been created basically still exists on the planet, right? Like, isn't that wild to think about? It's an invention that's less than like 100 years old.
I know. I remember, you know, when we were kids, when we went to the grocery store, it was brown paper bags. Like, the world has changed so much over the last 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this particular, your artwork has been on display as well at some pretty high-profile sites around the world. So you're raising awareness globally. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is an art installation that's basically touring. It's something that I think has a lot of symbolic meaning. It's a phrase, like turning off the plastic tap is a phrase that's been used in the nonprofit space for a long time, whether it's, you know, some of the biggest movements like Breakthrough from Plastics or Plastic Pollution Coalition, in collaboration with groups like Greenpeace and WWF. And they're all pushing for increased regulation for the brands to actually start taking responsibility, but for governments to help the brands take responsibility by creating the financial regulations to disincentivize virgin plastics, as we live in a capitalist society. And so this piece was actually maybe the most high profile place where it was presented was all the way in Nairobi, Kenya, where 1,500 delegates from 193 different countries came together at the United Nations headquarters to sign into place a global plastics resolution, which is essentially the equivalent of a New Year's resolution on like how are we going to create a legally binding treaty that's going to get the plastic crisis under control. This was like huge news, at least in my world, at the end of February, but it was right at the time where the war on Ukraine started. And so it just basically got drowned out. But it's probably the most positive piece of information that we've received so far.
And what's been the reaction here when people see your art installation?
Oh, it's been pretty cute, like, watching people go by. I mean, you mentioned earlier that it's like, a mess. There was, like, a little kid that walked by. I was like, oh, someone made a mess here. I overheard some folks going, like, oh, I bought every single one of these items at some point in my life.
Right. Yeah. How prophetic, you know, right?
And yeah. And then, and it's been wonderful to see kids actually go like, oh, this is stuff that goes into the ocean. So I mean, I feel like there is we're hitting a zeitgeist where people are really starting to know and to understand and to care. And so, you know, the number of selfies that have emerged as a byproduct of this piece being there and the number of photographs that are coming out, I feel like it's resonating. But, you know, as with art, it's really hard to measure the impact of these kinds of things.
I think it's absolutely incredible. Benjamin Von Wong, artist, activist, and creator of this incredible art installation outside Ripley's. It's called Giant Plastic Tap, and it's on display through June the 9th. Go and see it if you can. Thanks, Benjamin.
Thank you guys so much.